The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus returned to Galilee with the power of the Spirit. News about him spread everywhere. He taught in the Jewish meeting places, and everyone praised him. Jesus went back to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as usual, he went to the meeting place on the Sabbath. When he stood up to read the scriptures, he was given the book of Isaiah the prophet. He opened it and read, "The Lord's Spirit has come to me because he has chosen me to tell the good news to the poor. The Lord has sent me to announce freedom for prisoners, to give sight to the blind, to free everyone who suffers, and to say, 'This is the year the Lord has chosen.'" Jesus closed the book, then handed it back to the man in charge and sat down. Everyone in the meeting place looked straight at Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, "What you have just heard me read has come true today." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. First, I think our readers did a wonderful job, and our cantors who sang the song for us, let's give them a round of applause. That's wonderful. And it was a great effort in teamwork. I was wondering, why is everybody coming up? What's going on now? You know, but they knew their parts. They knew to go. You guys did a wonderful job. But also, you kind of did what Jesus did in the gospel we heard today. Like you, he went to his church, and he got up, and he read, just like you came up and read and proclaimed the gospel. So I hope you realize how important and what a great privilege for you today to follow the example of Jesus, especially that when he did this, he was 30 years old. Are you 30?
No.
Three? In between, right? So you did it at a much younger age, and that's wonderful. As you know, the virtues of today or this month, the school, are justice and mercy. And Mrs. Garcia talked about the Justice League. Who can tell me what's the Justice League? Okay, we'll wait till they bring you the microphone so everyone can hear you and the other students in the classrooms.
Somebody that protects the world.
Well, that can help. Somebody who?
Protect the world.
Okay, who protects the world, okay? Why is that like justice? Who can tell me? Yes, we have a hand over here. Wait for the microphone.
Because it helps them learn to help others and to be fair, not rude or stuff like that.
Okay. Now, do they get paid for what they do?
No.
Very good. See, that's why justice, because if someone is getting paid to protect somebody else, that's a job. It's not justice. They're doing their job. They're doing a service that they get paid for. And then we have a mercy. So listen to the story that Jesus told. As you know, Jesus taught the people everywhere he went, and one day he told them this story. There was this man who wanted people to come and work in his field. He grew grapes, so it was time for them to pick up the grapes. So he went to that town square early in the morning around 6 o'clock and picked 3 people to come work for him. And he told them, "I'm gonna give you $10 an hour and you gotta work from 6 to 6 in the evening." Then around 9 o'clock, he realized he needs more workers. So he went back to the town square and found another 3. And he told them, you know, I'll pay you $10 an hour. You'll work from 9 to 6 o'clock. Then he went back again at 12. And again, he hired three more for $10 an hour, and they have to work till 6 o'clock. Then he was walking by the square around 3 o'clock, and it was late, and he noticed that there were three more workers standing there doing nothing. So he asked them, why are you still standing here? They said, well, we've been here all day. Nobody has hired us. So he told them, okay, go to my field, and I'll pay you $10 an hour, and you'll work to 6 o'clock. So they went. Now it was 6 o'clock in the evening, so he asked the workers to come all to him so he can pay him. And he started with those who came last, those who came at 3 o'clock, and said, how many hours you've worked? They said, 3 hours. And he asked them, how much I should pay you? Okay, this is a math quiz. If they worked 3 hours, $10 an hour, any hands in the back? Somebody who hasn't raised? Okay, we have one here in the front. We asked you, answered the last time, yeah. How much that would be?
30.
Very good, $30. But he said, you know, I'm going to pay you $120 as if you worked the full 12 hours from 6 to 6. Then those who came at 12, they said, okay. He says, I owe you $60 because you worked 6 hours at $10, but I'm going to give you $120. So those who worked at 9 and 6 in the morning thought, wow, we're going to get more money. If those who only worked half the day and a quarter of the day got the full day, can you imagine how much he's going to give us? When their turn came in, who wants to guess how much the owner gave them? Okay, we have a hand.
$120.
Excellent. He gave them the same amount for those who only worked 3 hours, and those who worked 6 hours, and those who worked 9 hours. Now, do you think that's fair? Is that justice? Okay, we have a hand all the way back. Okay, why is that fair? Who can tell me why is that fair? Okay, let's give her a chance.
Because he's paying all of them equally.
That's true, but they did not all work all the hours. That somebody thinks that it wasn't fair? Okay, we have a couple of hands there. Okay, everybody thinks it was fair? No. If you look at it from being fair, that's not fair, right? Because somebody worked 12 hours, somebody worked 3 hours, and they got paid the same. But why do you think Jesus paid them all the same? Okay, say that again with the microphone.
So they wouldn't get mad at each other, and they would be equal, and they wouldn't get kind of mad or something.
Okay, that's part of it, true, because they'll be mad at each other if those get paid more, they got paid differently. So Jesus wants to keep the peace. But what's another reason you think Jesus did this?
To keep peace.
Okay. But why did he want to keep peace? What's the reason for it? Remember, what's the other virtue of the day? We have it up here. Thank you for doing all the running. Very good. Mercy. Because those workers, if they didn't work all day, they won't probably be able to feed their families. They won't have enough money to buy food for their families. So the owner, out of mercy, decided he's going to give them all the money they need so they can feed their family today. And the reason Jesus taught this story or told us this story is because that's what Jesus did for us. As we heard in that second reading, God is about love, and God loves us all. But sometimes when we don't love God as much, or we don't love one another like we should, that's when we kind of hurt God's heart. He becomes sad because we're not loving like he loves us. And that's why Jesus came, so he can take on all of those things we call sins, when we don't love like we should, when we fail to love, so we can one day benefit from eternal life as if we never sinned at all. So God shows us mercy, because by justice, we don't deserve to go to heaven. But God loves us so much that he chose to be merciful with us rather than just. And that's what he's telling us that we should do. Sometimes things may not be fair, but we have to remember that Jesus wants us to show mercy and say, you know, it's okay. If somebody, for example, let's say somebody forgot to bring their lunch and you're sitting at the lunch table and eating and there's this kid that forgot to bring his food, justice doesn't say you should share your lunch. But out of mercy, you might not want to share your lunch with this other student. So a lot of times in the daily activities, you know, we have opportunities to show mercy, but a lot of times we say, oh, well, that's not fair. Maybe when at home, when you were with your brothers and sisters. Remember, sometimes things may not be fair, but maybe sometimes we should show mercy because Jesus shows us mercy always. So both justice is good and mercy is good. There's virtues. But a lot of times, if we have to choose, Jesus told us mercy is the best choice for us.